for this evening. We have one under old business, and Mr. Rickers will not be participating in that case because he has not heard that. And that's 10,902.
I thought we recessed this one until they could prepare so that we could hear it.
Are they here?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I remember he can't, I said he couldn't be into it, but can't hear it.
But we're getting ready to hear it.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, I just.
So he should be able to consider. No?
Well, if he wasn't here on the first case, would he?
Was the counselor?
I think it depends on what was presented at the first case.
I'm passing down the minutes.
Well, we heard it, but then we just give them more time to be better prepared.
Be prepared, right.
So he didn't get to hear the first case, so would he be able to hear this one then?
Well, are you looking at this as kind of a new hearing, or are you looking at this as a continuation of the old?
We just, yeah, we just recessed, just left it open, rather, for the sole purpose of the applicant to have better time prepared for the addressing the standards of variance. We heard that case.
If it's a continuation of the old one, you should have just the folks who were there at the prior.
That's what I was told.
It's a new hearing, I think, then Mr. Rickard should be able to participate.
But it's just continuation.
All right, I'll leave.
Say we care.
Oh, I was going to Nancy.
It's not non.
Termination.
Okay, if you would then, Mrs. Isaacson, if you would please.
Okay, case number 10,902, Richard and Barbara Leibfried, north of Long Neck Road, north of Circle Drive, being lot 45 within Bay City Mobile Home Park, a variance from the minimum lot coverage requirement in a mobile home park.
Is that Leibfried? Leibfried? Leibfried.
Leibfried, sorry about that.
What's your name?
Richard Leibfried.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, Ronald Simmons, Louis Delaware, 1608-3 Newberry.
Okay.
Ron Amadio, 35587 Home Street. Hillsborough.
Okay.
Come back up.
Yes, if all of you can come back up so we can swear you in. Come on up too. I know there's only one of them, but.
You can swear or affirm.
Can you swear or affirm that the truth, that all you say is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I know you folks probably weren't very happy with us last time, but you probably are much more prepared, right?
Oh, really?
All right.
We hope you are. We tried to work with you.
We really appreciate that, and I.
And I see where you stayed there.
I brought the big guns along this time. Look out.
But I seen that you were able to stay and heard some other cases, so maybe that helped you also where they had to meet them.
Yeah.
And that's what we were trying to do is to help you.
I know. Well, I'd like to thank the board for their indulgence in the last meeting. My husband and I explained we never attempted anything like this before, and we're thankful for the second chance to justify our need for this variance. I'd also like to say, and this isn't anything to do with the variance, I suffered a brain aneurysm 2 years ago, and sometimes I don't express myself the way that I'd like to or get my point across. This evening, we also have our contractor, Mr. Ron Simmons from Patio Systems, Lewis, Delaware, and also the Homeowners Association, Mr. Ron Amato, with us. So hopefully, between the four of us, we can answer all your questions.
I think we can.
Okay, since the last meeting, my husband and myself have discussed what we really want, and we can put new doors on our old shed, which is a 12 by 16, if you will not amend our variance to include the new shed that he would like, which is 12 by 24. Okay. The important issue is to allow the porch. I think there was a misunderstanding last meeting. Our existing porch was never removed, only the brittle plastic and screens, which have become brittle because there was nobody living in the residence for a year and there was no heat or anything in that room. So because of the sun and no heat, the existing room had that plastic on. The dogs got against it, ripped it, and therefore my furniture got all wet and everything like I had told you before.
Right.
So what Mr. Simmons had done was have his crew come in and they took all the existing plastic down, but we have the overhead yet and the
floor.
Flooring is there and everything. So if you do not approve the additional 8 foot that we had originally asked for. Mm-hmm. We would like to be able to enclose with glass enclosure and screen, of course, what is already there. That mm-hmm. way we can move everything back out and still have a reasonable sunroom. We would like to make it a three-season room with a heat pump to supply heat in the winter and cooling in the summer. And I believe that doing it that way, we would only need a 96-square-foot variance instead of what was asked for before. As far as the uniqueness, we are in Bay City, which you are aware of is an old community originally used as part-time hunting and fishing campsite. The lots were laid out small and well before the 35% rule was established. Our lot is 5593 square foot. We have a 28 by 56 double wide manufacturer home on it. At this time, we have an 8 by 12 shed, and our current porch, even though it's not enclosed anymore, is 12 by 16, all which were on the property when we purchased it in March of 2011. We are asking for a 96-square-foot variance to add a deck on the south side of the porch, and that way we could use it to the best, to the fullest. We don't believe we created any difficulty, but the problem lies with the way the lots were originally designed by whoever originally owned Bay City. Some lots are between 5 and 6,000 square foot, and as you can tell from our surveyor plans, ours is at an angle. The variance we request will not affect the surroundings or the neighborhood. We will maintain the setbacks and lot lines in requesting this 96% variance, and it does not affect public welfare. We will not block any access roads or surrounding neighbors. Those that we've talked to have no complaints, and variance is necessary, we believe, for us to enjoy our house to the fullest on the south side of the house. So that's all I have to say.
Well,
any questions? Did I do better this time?
Much, yeah.
Much better. Yes, you did.
Okay.
Directly addressing them, you did address them.
Okay.
Now you're saying that you don't feel now you need as much of an area variance?
Right.
Okay,
right.
Originally you were asking for 1,000... 12 feet.
I believe that's what we were told it would be. What we've done away with is we wanted to add the 8 foot onto the original deck that we have, mm-hmm. but we would do away with the 6 foot, which was mostly going to be steps anyway. What we were doing was trying to prepare if we would need to put a ramp or something up if one of us became disabled. I've already had a knee replacement, probably going to have another one. So we were just preparing for the future.
Sure.
Nobody knows what's going to happen.
That's true.
And we were just trying to look ahead. I mean, mm-hmm. you never know.
Right. Okay. So now you said you would be 96 square feet.
I believe that's the measurement.
Is that what
that
it was?
That's significantly less. I mean, we're... Sure.
Ron, talk. Look, I'm Ron Simmons. I'm the contractor. Not to interrupt, I think I just need to help shed some light on what that was about. I had actually been in to get the permit, and it ended up being like 4 trips. And I can go over that, but just to get to the point, what happened was when they purchased the home, they were already, I think, over the... It was the way that it was when they bought the home. It was probably several hundred square feet over that 35%. I wasn't aware of this 35% requirement, and nor was the homeowners aware of the Leibfrieds. What happened there was when I don't know how they came up with 1,000-something. All we were going to add was 96 square feet to a bump out onto their existing 12 by 16 porch. And and just extended another 8 feet, and then we were originally contracted to build an additional 6 foot deck onto that. That's what she was talking about in terms of egress from the front of the house. They're now backing off of the deck completely, but the confusion is that it was already over the 35%.
The reason I asked the question,
yes, sir,
is so that we make sure that we get the right amount that they are looking for, so that you don't, because this has happened in the past, you know, that, that there's some confusion as to how many square feet. So I guess the best way to ask the question and answer the question is, you do know how many square feet the lot is?
That they have that information, I don't, and I wasn't here for the first meeting, and I apologize.
And once
our lot is 5,593 square foot. That's
well,
what we were told.
I have all the correct measurements.
Okay.
Here. Okay. It's 5,471.
Okay. And what you're proposing to build now is how many square feet?
96.
No, I mean, how much is the total?
What we're adding on to this, okay, was we added 8 foot onto the original porch that was there.
Right.
To give us a little bit more room.
96.
And
down along the house.
And I understand that, but to make sure that you're how much over 35%, do we know exactly now what you're requesting, how many total square feet will be built?
Well, what they're saying is they're taking away the deck,
right?
6 by 12.
No, we're not taking it away. That's where our porch is gonna be. We added 8. You have all the plans.
It's right here. This is what you're saying. You're gonna go with this, but you want to take away that.
We'd like to have, this is the old porch. Okay?
Right.
Then this is the 8 foot.
Right, and then you want to take away this.
Correct.
That's
well,
what
that would be, as you come out the double door on the little porch and the steps going down so nobody falls and breaks their neck.
Yeah, well, you want to keep all of this the way
I'd
it looks
like
then.
To, yes.
Okay, so they need a 1,012.15 square foot variance.
So nobody falls when
they want
come.
To keep it exactly what
they originally
what
applied
they have,
they originally asked for.
The surveyor has submitted.
Okay.
Right. That's what we
when
need
you
to know.
About the doors,
right.
I wanted a space so somebody wouldn't fall right.
Right. That's what we need. That's
nothing's
what he's
changed.
Trying to.
He's okay. Keeping it like it is.
Okay. Okay.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure we were clear so that there wasn't any confusion
yeah.
later.
May I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did we get to 1,000 square foot?
Because you have to take everything on the lot. It was non-conforming, but once you do new, you got to calculate it all back in.
Try to get it all together. Get
it's
what they
no
need.
Longer.
So all the surveys we had back in this comes forward now because
everyone
we're asking.
Everyone has to go through this in Bay City. Once you
that's
do any addition, you it's no longer non-conforming. You got to start all over again.
All right.
Okay.
If I might just say one more thing, folks. One of the hardships that's been created is because of the process of getting the permit and them having sent me back to go get a letter from Bay City and then a survey, and then the survey we got was incorrect. It didn't have all the boundaries and setbacks on it correctly. Had to be redone. In the meantime, the product was manufactured. It's a custom-made product that's designed and custom-made only to fit this particular location. So there's a financial hardship incurred at this point as well. We none of us were aware of it, so we kind of got caught with our pants down on this one.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. We're certainly glad you're here because we all go through learning processes.
Yeah, we appreciate that you come in with them. I want you to know that with the homeowners and stuff. So we do appreciate the board does.
Thank you. Yeah, okay. And if I might, the reason we tore out the porch was they did actually issue me a permit at one point. And there was a lot of confusion about it, but when we finally got everything, it had to go to flood control.
Right.
So I made 4 trips to the permit office, and I was given a permit. And that's the day we actually did the tear out, and we framed the floor. And I have photos of what's there now. I don't think you folks have that. May I pass it out?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I have photos of what.
You start down this empty wood, sir, with it. Thank you. I
have no problem with it. Photos, just a few photos.
I'll send them all to you. You can give them all to me.
The first few photos are of what was there.
Right.
And then there's a few photos of what is there now. And we're just asking for relief so that we can complete. And it's open, there's wood exposed, and that sort of thing.
And just so you know, for the future, the county will issue a permit, and you'll notice on the permit, it has setback requirements. It tells you all these different things. With the assumption that you know what you're doing as far as building in those setbacks.
Yeah.
That's what I'm suggesting for the future, and it can be very confusing.
Well, I've been a contractor for 32 years.
Okay.
About 10 years down here in this area, I was in, but I never ran into a situation where there was a 35% maximum. That's where.
Right.
So we were within the setbacks, and that's why I didn't understand what was.
Gotcha.
Okay. Real.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, sir. Okay, Mr. Workman. Excuse me.
I'd like to speak.
Okay.
My name is Ron Amadio. I'm the president of the Homeowners Association of Bay City. And, of course, we're here to support Barbara and Dick's request for a variance. Just to go back a little bit, in 1983, my wife and I, with our three daughters, decided that we would like to have a weekend place down here in Sussex County, certainly different from where we lived in Newark, Delaware. We bought a place and put it on a lot in Bay City, lot 58, and we're still there today. Around 1999, 2000, we decided this is where we were going to live when we retired. We love the area. Everybody should be down here and having a good time in the summer and good time on a Monday evening in January. Anyway, we've lived on this. We've lived in our house now permanently since 2004 when I retired. We're certainly not the first to do this, hopefully not the last. My point in saying this is that the Bay City community has improved year after year from an old fishing and hunting type camp laid out with small lots years and years ago, way before the planning and zoning and way before 35%. But now the community has become a community of permanent homes. Our hope is that it continues to improve, and we need your help for this to happen, okay? I'm sure this board and the county is not in the business of chasing people out of their homes, but I would like to tell you a little story about why we have an empty home in Bay City. And it certainly doesn't reflect on anybody here. You know, most of you guys were here and voted on it. Because we had some problems in Bay City, as you all know, and we had survey after survey, and we had some people mad and some people glad. And finally, what happened, it came down to that we had a home and we had a variance that was denied here. And right now, in that house, it's sitting there empty. They removed two decks, one on the front, one on the side. They removed an enclosed porch. And right now, it's sitting in Bay City as a 24 by 52 nothing. I'm here to ask you, don't let this happen again to Bay City. We are satisfied with our lots. We know we're going to be close to our neighbors. Okay, we know there's a coverage statement in the code, and we need help with that. We need some relief every once in a while from that rule, from when the Bay City was laid out years and years ago to the homes that are going in there now. We do not want large lots. We're retired people, most of us. We don't need that maintenance anymore. We want to have comfortable homes, porches, decks, and a view of the bay. It's beautiful. We are here tonight asking for your help. Don't let Bay City become stagnant. That's a death sentence for any community, okay? We're asking you to approve the variance for Mr. and Mr. Liebertz. Thank you.
Let me suggest in the future,
yes,
that, you know, folks that are going to become, should they come before the board, because that's a very good point, that, you know, right now you have a home that's sitting there and not in character with the neighborhood. But that's a strong position for the standards of granting a variance. So, just keep that in mind for the future for people that are coming here. You know, you're in the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
I assume they go before you before coming here.
They really don't have to. I try to, if I see a sign up for a variance, I try to help them out.
Sure, sure.
Best I can.
We can work, yeah, and it works both ways. You know, unfortunately, we, by law, we're required to be convinced that it meets the standards.
I understand.
And without that, it makes our job very difficult. So that kind of thing certainly helps us, to be convinced.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
What is your role with the Homeowners Association?
I'm the president of the Homeowners Association.
So you're here today as the president and?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you.
And a neighbor two doors down.
Okay.
Thank you,
sir.
Okay. If there's any further discussion or if the board's ready to vote, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think we have heard testimony, and I'm convinced, that there is a uniqueness. It's a small, unusually shaped lot. We certainly don't want, for the properties to not be developed and then it be a detriment to the others. And therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The situation certainly hasn't been created by the applicant in that, again, not wanting to create a lot that isn't in character. I think that the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, won't alter the central character of the neighborhood, and a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion we approve case number 10,902.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I would second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,902. All those in favor? Mr. Wharton?
Aye. It's a minimum variance that we'll relief.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Aye. For the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills? For your reasons stated?
Yes.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the reason that they did address the standards for granting of a variance.
Okay.
So by a motion of 4-0, the case number 10,902 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Just like to say.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you all.
Okay. Now, there being...
Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Now we can...
you're welcome.
Okay.
There being no
Thank
other business before us, Jim, well...
I'd like to pass... I think I've emailed John, and I went to email you, Dale, but I didn't have number 3.
Okay.
Email. But we received, Lawrence and I, an email from the League of Women Voters of Sussex County. I emailed you this.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't have your email, but if you want to pass it down, we went into... Mr. Budweiser.
Mr. Budweiser.
Yeah.
Wasn't
that weird? W-I-Z-E-R. Oh, okay. This is for us.
All right, Ron.
Here we go. Okay.
Supply me an email. I think Brent, you don't have.
I give
one.
You.
I have one, but I got to get reactive to get on my phone.
Okay.
So I'll get that taken care of.
Okay. And Jeff, did you want to provide an email, or you? I think you.
Can I put one on?
That ain't.
I was thinking I put one on there before, but.
That ain't.
Did you want to let me know, just let me know? Okay. I'm just updating everyone's records.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman. We did receive something in the mail, at least I did, I think the others did, the case Yost versus Pomelio.
That's on our agenda for the 23rd.
Okay.
The appeal, the decision, appeal to directors?
Yes.
Yes.
That correct? Yeah, that's on the 23rd.
And what was really strange is that it's Umbert versus Pomelio, Umbert being his first name.
Umbert.
Yeah. Pomelio versus Yost.
Yeah, that is on their meeting for the 23rd.
Right. Okay, good.
Okay.
Better then.
Okay. Being no further business.
How we do?
How do we do, sir?
Very well. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. Pleasure to have you here. And you too, Mr. Reagan. Again, congratulate both of you.
I caused a little problem there, but I'll work my way through it.
Just like old time.
We'll go train. Oh, okay. Meeting is adjourned, subject to call. There being no further business. Hi.
Fine.
You just say nothing.
Aye.
Bud wants to stay. Meeting is adjourned, subject to call.